Welcome everybody, Shin number 863, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting Shaila brought down in the Igros Moshe, I happened to find it by Baruch Hashem, a short little tshuva that Rav Moshe writes. Okay, so it's Simen Ayin Zayin in the Igros Moshe, Simen Ayin Zayin. So the question is like this: if somebody, we know a person has to eat something b'chdei achilas pras, in general, you have to eat it, which we said in general a person eats something under a 4 minute period. I'm not going to get into the drinks right now, but drinks in general, two sips, but you could go up to 4 minutes, but let's say you're taking food. So now the question is, I eat something, right, and a person has to eat this item, a kazayas of the thing, under a 4 minute period, b'chdei achilas pras. Why did it have to eat it like that and be able to make, that's called a shir ikel, right? Again, we're just reviewing again the halachas of shir ikel, to be able to make a after bracha. If it's bread for benching, you have to eat a kazayis of bread, right? You need a kazayis of bread. You need a kazayis of bread to be able to bench, and two kazayisim, which is a kabeya, or lechatchila, of course, lechatchila. You need two kazayisim for the bracha of netil sedaim. We paskin in general, even on one kazayis, you make the bracha of netil sedaim. But one should be careful to eat two kazayisim lechatchila for sure, which is a kabeya of bread, in order to be able to be yotze for the netil sedaim lechatchila, and for benching, you need to eat one kazayis. Now that one kazayis for benching has to be eaten under a 4 minute period, b'chdei achilas pras. Okay. Or anything else. Even if somebody's eating an apple, and to be able to make a burn of fushes, right, you have to eat a kazayis of the apple under a 4 minute period, b'chdei achilas pras. Now the question is very interesting. Says Rav Moshe that let's say somebody went out in the middle. They went out in the middle of the 4 minutes, right? And let's say in the case even by an apple, in other words, Rav Moshe calls it Hesach Hadas, which is what it's, the halachas of Shinai Makam, which is very interesting. The halachas of Shinai Makam are brought down in Kuf, Simen Kuf, Kuf Ayin Zayin. I'm sorry, it's actually Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, But over there it talks about some of the halachas of Hesach Hadas, meaning if somebody sort of changed their mind, or it's an automatic cutoff from the food, from the bracha rishayna. Let's put it like that. It's an automatic cutoff from the bracha rishayna. So let's say in the case of an apple, an orange, a person goes outside, right, and they had to run outside, they come back, they need a new bar priyates. But now we said, but you do not lose the after bracha, the bar nefashis, you don't lose. As long as a person ate a kazayas of that apple or orange or whatever it is that they're eating under a 4 minute period, you don't lose the after bracha. Oh, but now the question is, it says Rav Moshe, what about if somebody ran out in the middle? Good. Within the 4 minutes I ate a kazayas of an apple. Within the 4 minutes I ate a kazayas of the orange. I'm just giving you an example. It could be with anything. But now in the middle, within 4 minutes, I ate it, but I ran out real quickly, get a package or whatever, had to run, you know, to go get my kid at the corner, pick him off the bus and come right back. So, but within the 4 minutes, I ate the kazayas, so I have to make a burn of fushes. But in the middle, I needed a new bracha, bar priyates, let's say in the orange or the apple, because I went outside. I went outside the building, right? And it's shinoi makim. So sort of hesach hadas, which is, shinoi makim is automatic hesach hadas, meaning a cutoff of the bracha rishayna. So says Rav Moshe, if somebody made an interruption in the middle of those 4 minutes, right? By, let's say in our case, they ran outside. I'm giving a case of an apple because then you even have to make a new bracha, right? They ran outside and then they came back, but within the 4 minutes they still ate the kazayis. So is it still okay to eat to make a bar nefashos, right? Because there was an interruption. There was hesach hadas, as we call it, which is the shinei makom in the middle of the 4 minute, middle of the period that we know as bichdei achilas pras. So would they still be able to make the bar nefashos? That's the question. So Rav Moshe says that the Mogen Avraham, I didn't see the Mogen Avraham inside, but Rav Moshe said the Mogen Avraham brings down, and he's mesupik, if you ate this hair, let's say the person ate a half a kazayis before they left the house, then they ran out quickly, came back, ate another half a kazayis. You had to make a new bracha, because shinei makom, but do we put the two kazayisim together, because there was an interruption in the middle? So Rav Moshe says, yeah, the Magen Avraham comes out Lamaisa, and many Achronim go with that. But that Magen Avraham, that Lamaisa you can make, at the end, you still have to make your Borei Nefashos. The fact that you had an interruption in the middle, as long as by sheer equal, as long as you ate the two kazesim, or the two halves, I'm sorry, the two halves of the kazesim, you have one kazais, you ate two halves with an interruption in the middle, as long as it was within Bechdei Chilas Pras, the 4 minute period, roughly, you can still make the after bracha, which would be a Borei Nefashos. Rav Moshe says over there also obviously we see that by bread. I mean, as long as a person ate a kazayas of bread, you still have to bench. It doesn't make a difference. Here, there, whatever. You ate it within the 4 minutes. A kazayas of bread, you now have to bench. Minatari, right? So, says Rav Moshe, the same thing would apply with this type of a thing, with an apple, let's say, or something like that. So Rav Moshe says, even interesting, even if a person alts a mitzvah, let's say by matzah or mara or something along those lines, which was obviously is not going to come up in the middle of the Seder, most people are not running out, but if need be, if it happened, the person ate that kazayis bechdei achilas pras, for whatever reason, they had to run out in the middle, there would still be yaitzah the mitzvah, which is very interesting. Again, it's not something, it's more of a hypothetical case, but the case could come up whereby somebody eats half a kazayas of one thing, a fruit or whatever, and they had to run out for a second, came right back and made a new bracha because they left the building, right? And now the question was, could they put it together and make the Borei Nefashos? So Rav Moshe says, yeah, that should not affect the after bracha, as we know, the Shinei Mokum, going out of the, when one leaves the building, affects the first bracha when it comes to Shehakol, Ho'eis, and Ho'adama, but it would not affect the after bracha to the extent that even if you had this interruption in the middle, in between the two kazesim, it would still be good. Okay, we'll stop here. So just real quickly, it was a little bit complicated today, just real quickly to chazer over. Again, if somebody went out, if somebody was eating something, anything in general, but the chiddush, the point is, even if it's something whereby you need a new bracha, I'm in the middle of eating something that's shahakol, who ate, or hadoma, right? I ate, let's say, half a kazayas. I went out for a couple of seconds, whatever, out of the house to the point whereby when I come back, I need a new bracha, even though you made a new bracha, and you ate the other half of the kazayas, as long as it was all done, the kazayas before, the half a kazayas before, and the half a kazayas afterwards, it was all done under a 4 minute period, it would still be good enough whereby one would make a Borei Nefashos afterwards. I mean, it goes without saying, if somebody ate a kazayas before they left or after they came back under a 4 minute period, Bechdei Chilas Pras, that's for sure. But the chiddush is over here, even if somebody went out in the middle, says Rav Moshe, b'shem the Magen Avraham, it would still be good enough whereby one would make a Borei Nefashos. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch Hu Kol Tov.